Achas shvua seidus. Whether it's a shvua seidus that once you swore false. In other words, the laver is a maida b'mikta. The laver admits that he owes $50 out of the 100. So the lach was midiraisa. The laver has to swear now that he does not owe the other $50. But let's say we once caught the laver lying before. We do not let him swear now. How do we catch him lying? Either it was a shvua seidus. He once swore false before about a shvua seidus. V'yachas shvua sepikodim. We once caught him swearing false by pikodim. V'yafilu shvua shav. Even not pertaining to anything. He just made a shvua shav. We see he's a liar. So therefore we do not let him swear now. Therefore the lach is the malva has the right to swear to collect the money. What's going to be the same thing? V'yachad mehem. Let's say this laver was mesakeh b'kuvia, was a gambler. That's posel mid rabbonim. Or else the malva b'ribis. He lends money to people with interest. Well, Mafricha Yonim, he flies his pigeons, also a type of a gambling. The Seichre Shvi'ith, people that do business with the terrorists that grow on Shvi'ith. So in all these cases, Sheikhneg the Nishma Venetel, that this laver we will not trust his Shvur, we do not let him swear. So the Lacher is, Sheikhneg the Nishma Venetel, that the Malva has the right now with Rabbanin to swear that I did not collect this extra $50 and you still owe me the extra $50. Let's say both the Leiva and the Malva, both of them were caught to be liars before. Both of them we do not trust with the Shvua. So what do we do now? The Shvua goes back to the Leiva. It started out that the Leiva, he was a Maid of a Mixas. He has to swear in the Yeraisa that he does not owe the extra 50. So true, if the Malva could swear, we'll put the Shvua on the Malva. But now that the Malva is also Choshed, we bring the Shvua back to its first place by the Leiva, and the Klal is Mitoch Shen Yochli Shava Mishalim. Since he could not able to swear, he'll have to pay the complete $100. Rabbi Meirim, in this case, Shech Leiku, now, it applies like a moment, I'm looking at the Sofik, this extra $50, we're not for sure that he owes it. So therefore, it's moment of mutter b'sof, like it's chokin, we say achleikum. He has to pay 25 of the extra 50. Now, v'chen v'ni apikasi. What's the case of the store man paying up his book? Kesef. Loishiyem, not the case talking about that kosev apikasi, that the store man comes and says, listen, I have written down on my notebook here, shata chayav li messiah zid, that you owe me $200. Because then that's pita. Like you have it written down, that's not the case of the Mishnah. Elo, the case is like this. Oy maloi tein lebnisa sain chitim. A balabas goes into the grocery man and says, listen, I want you to give $200 to sign two saws of wheat to my son, and I'll pay you for it. Or else tein lepoili selamois. I want you to give to my workmen, give them some change. Give them a seller's worth of money, a small coins, and I'll pay you back. So what happened was, hu ayman asati. The chen when he comes to the balabas and says, listen, I gave your workmen what I'm supposed to, give me the money. So the balabas goes to his son and says, did you collect the food? He's asked his workers, did you collect the money? No, we didn't receive anything. So what's going on here? The locker is, who nishpa v'naitam? The storeman has the right to swear to the balabas that he paid them. And therefore he has the right to collect his money from the balabas. Now the balabas goes to the workman and says, you're stealing my money. No. They also have right to swear and take. Vanaitlin means that they're free. In other words, both of them come to swear from the balabas that we did, that the chenveni says, I gave them, and they swear they did not receive it. So that's the case of a shvua that both of them collect the money. Like the pearl says, the chenveni didn't give me the money. So he wants the money from the balabas. So if he swears to the balabas, he has to pay them both. We'll see in the Gemara what the svar is. Very good. Now, Omer ben Benenis says, no, this can't be. Omer ben Benenis. Ketzad eilu v'yelu bonu v'shvua shav. How could Bezdin let two people swear that for sure there's going to be a shvua shav? For sure we're causing now a shvua shav. Every shvua the pshat is, we don't know what the truth is. So let him swear, we hope that's the truth. But here we know for sure there's a lie. The chenveni says, I paid them. And he says, I did not receive. So these two shvuas are serious. We can't let this happen to Bezdin. We're letting, for sure, somebody swear false. We can't let this.
Why did you go to swear shav? Didn't you swear shakas?
Oh, same thing. Okay. Well, you're right. What's the lashon here? Shav, right. Well, it's not after we hear these two. When we hear the second one, right away we hear for sure there's a lie. A shav means we hear the lie right away. when the second one swears, we hear the lie right away. That's a swear. If ever, who night to slay b'shua, they night to slay b'shua. The law is both of them have the right to collect, but true without a shua. They both cannot, there's no shua. Right.
Yeah, Daf Memhe Yemen Aleph, in the middle of the Mishnah, around 10 lines down. Again, the case. We'll start over again. V'chen v'niyaf in kotzay. Ketzad. Where is there a case by a storekeeper, also that there's a nishpa he swears and collects the money? So the Mishnah says on 5 lines down of the Mishnah. Loisha Yemeloi. Not that the storekeeper comes and says, Kosov al Pinkosi, I have written down on my record book, that you owe me $200. Because that means nothing. The person comes back and says, Loi, I do not owe it to you. He's a kofra koil. In this case, there's no shvua. El rather, oi maloi, tain libni sosayim chitim. Reuven goes over to his storekeeper and tells him, listen, give to my son 2 saws worth of wheat, or else tain lepoili selamois. Give to my workmen, give him a seller worth of mois of small coins. Now later, hu oimer nosati. The chenveni says to the balabos later, listen, you owe me the money. I gave your son the wheat. I gave your workers the change. They noimrim, and they come and say later, lo natal nu, no, we do not receive it. The workman wants his change. The son wants his wheat. So who do we believe? The chenveni says, I did what I was supposed to. And they say they did not receive it. So who nishpa v'noitel? The chenveni has the right to swear that he gave the wheat to his son, and he has the right to collect the money from the balabos. And they also, the son or the workmen, they have a right to swear to the balabos that they did not receive it yet, and v'noitlin, they have a right to collect their pay from the balabos. This is the case that both of them swear and collect against the balabos. Samar says, Amma benenas, Kate said, how could that be? Elu v'elu b'rnu v'shvur shav. We cannot let a shvur shav take place. We know for sure one of these two are swearing fools, so we can't let this happen. Elu rather, hu noitel shaloi b'shvur, v'hein noitelim shaloi b'shvur. He holds they both collect, but without a shvur. That's a takon over here, that we believe the chenveni, we believe the poelim, and they both have a right to collect, we even without a shvur. Now, Omar, what's going to be Omar lechenvene? You say to your storekeeper, "Tainly bedina peris. I'm going to give you a $10 bill, and give me peris worth $10. Tainly bedina peris. Now, v'noson loy, and the balabos gives him the bill. He gives him the dinner. Omar loy. Later, the balabos says to the chenvene, "Listen, tainly I say dinner. No. V'noson loy means the storekeeper gives the peris to the balabos." Now later, Omar loy tain li yoisa dinner. Later, the chenveni comes to the balabos and says, "Listen, give me the money, give me my pay. I gave you the peris." Omar loy nosatav lecho. The balabos says, "I gave you the bill already. Don't bother me." And v'nosatav beyunfuli. I even put it into a nice kiss, into a nice pocket, a wallet. I gave it to you in. So halacha is also yishava balabayish and nosam loy yoisa dinner. The balabos has the right to swear that he gave him the dinner, and he'll be potter. Even though there's not a case of nishpa benoito, but it's still a shvua that you're free. Rashi says shvua says this. It's just a regular shvua of a shkayfra koyom. Right, we now believe the chenveni, right? Omaloi tain li yasaperis. What's going to be the opposite way? That the question is, did he receive his peris? The balabos says he already gave $10 to the storekeeper, but I did not receive my apples yet. The storekeeper says, "No, I gave you the apples already. For you halachtan motech beisecho, and you brought it home already." So again, yishava chenveni. Here, the chenveni has the right to swear a shuas heses, a kayfra kayol, that he's put. We have Yuduaymer, kol shaperis biyodoi, yodo el alyoina. He argues in the Reisha Rabbi Yudin says that whoever has the peris, his hand is on above, he would not have to swear. So Rashi says, Aresha Plagi, Elgis on the first case. The Tani says in the first case, Yeshova Balabayis shenosam lo yes a dinner. The balabas has to swear that he gave the iftichen me the dinner ready. Rasev yudlamei mano ein sarach shvua shein derech chenvni hamoicher shloi biyakofa liten asaper asach yikabla to dinner. That it doesn't make sense. You should give away the merchandise before you receive the money. So therefore, if the merchandise is biyad habalabas, he is believed without a shvua that he already paid you. That's called kol shaperes biyad. Whoever's holding on to the merchandise, we believe him to say that for sure he paid already. Now, Omar Lishulchani, you go to the money exchanger.
And we have a situation.
What's going to be Omar Lishulchani? You tell your money exchanger, Tain li bedinah mois. I'm going to give you a dinner, and I want to exchange small coins. Mois are small coins. Benosan Leni gives him, Omar loy tain li es a dinner. So now the money exchanger says, listen, I gave you the small coins. Now give me the big coin, give me the dinner. Omar loy, the balabas says, Nosatlcha, that I gave you already. Vinosatai beautifully, and either you put it into your nice wallet you put it into. So Lokur is Yeshava Balabais. The balabas has to swear that he paid him. He's like a koi for a koil, therefore he has to swear Shua Tesis. Nosan lo yes a dinner. Let's say that's not the question. The balabas gave the dinner to the money exchanger. Omar loy, now the balabas says, listen, tain li yes a mois, give me the change. Omar loy, so the shukhani says, nosatim lucho, I gave it already to you. Ve'eshlachto terchi secho, and you threw it into your wallet. I know exactly what you did with the change. So again, yishava shukhani, the shukhani swears he's a kofra kol, he has to swear that he paid. And again, if you do, I may know, ein derech shukhani lita in iser achiyut the dinner. That he doesn't have to swear, and that's normal, that the Shekhani would not give any change before he receives the money. So if the balabas admits that he received the change, that's not the question. It's only a question, did he pay the money, so there'll be no shrua. For sure he paid his money first. Now, kishem shamru, just like it was said, ha-poigem es ksubosa, loy tifre le-bishvua, a ksuba is usually the isha has a shtar that the husband owes of the ksuba. After a get, she has a right to collect the ksuba. Pagemis means she collected part of the ksuba. The ksuba, let's say, is $200. She admits that she collected $50. So it's called pogum. Something is missing in the ksuba. So in such a case, she cannot collect the rest unless she swears that she did not receive the rest of the money. So kishem, just like we learned, how pagemis ksuba, so when the ksuba is paid up a little bit, that loy tifra, she has no right to collect. Ela bishrua, she has to swear that she did not receive the rest. V'yedechud nida she perua. The same thing if she is neidechud, saying that it was paid up. That if she wants to still collect the balabas, the husband has a neidechud that he paid her the ksuba. So we do not leave a neidechud completely, but it's come the shvua that she'll have to swear now if she wants to collect the ksuba. She'll have to swear against the eidechud that she did not receive a ksuba yet. Yeah. Shlo tifra le mishua, the same thing, she only collects now with a shrua. Now, menachosim mishubodim, let's say she wants to collect the ksuba, not from the property the husband alone has, but he already sold it to somebody else. So she wants to take away those nechosim mishubodim from somebody else. Or else, the menichse yisoimim. In the case, let's say the husband dies, and he leaves over a wife and children, so the children yashin his nechosim, and now the wife comes and collects the ksuba from the yisoimim. So Lach is also like Tifre Bishrua. In these last two cases, even though she has a shtar ksuba, still there's a tekonim of the Rabbanin, she could only collect if she first swears that she did not receive any money. Any time that Bezdin will give her the ksuba without the husband, in a case where the husband went away to Medina Sayyam, Rashi says, Shashola get Medina Sayyam, if the husband sent the get, he's on the other side of the ocean, and the wife is back home, so she wants to collect the ksuba. So Bezdin gives her the ksuba, collects the money for her. But in such a case, if the husband is not there, loytifra la bishrua, Bezdin will only give her the ksuba unless first she swears that she did not collect the ksuba. Because the husband is not here. If the baldover was here, maybe he would complain to Bezdin, I paid her 50, so we'd have doubts, therefore she can only collect with the shrua. V'chein ha'yisoymim loyifroa la bishrua. The same thing if a yosum wants to collect money from another yosum, so that's also a lach, you have to make a shrua. Even though we have, at any time you collect money from Yisraelim, you collect money that the father owed you the money, you have to swear first. So here the chiddush is, if one Yosem is collecting money from his father's debts from another person, another Yosem, still there's a shvua. That one has to swear to the other one, I do not know that my father collected the money yet. Now, that's one thing, that I swear that my father did not tell me anything that I owe you the money. And also he has to swear that even before my father died, he never said anything about this chayv, that it, and shloim etzino, that it was paid up, and also shloim etzino bein shteroysov shalaba shestaz zeprua. I never found anything by my father says this shtar was paid up already. In other words, the yisraelim now are coming to collect money from somebody else. So before they collect the money, they have to swear these things, that our father never told us that this shtar was paid up, and we never found anywhere a receipt saying it was paid up. So as far as the Yisraelim know, it's a good shtar, then they could collect. Maybe he mentioned it before when he was alive. It could be. So you want to make sure. And why should we have thoughts like this? Because usually when the Malv himself comes with shtar and says it, he knows what he's talking about. He knows he never collected the money yet, so we believe him. But here's the Yisraelim. What?
The shtar is on the Malv. It becomes the shtar.
No, here it's different.
All right, I'm just saying.
Here the Malv, here the Yisraelim have to swear. Usually by shtar you don't have a shvua. Usually by shtar you come to shtar, you collect. The only gemara we had before was if the leiva says you swear to me, we make him swear. But usually there's no shvua by shtar. Why? Because the malva knows what he's talking about. He knows he never collected the money and he has the good proof. But by yisraelim we're afraid maybe they don't know, or maybe they do know that it was paid up. Reb Yechim Ebruko Aimer Afilo Noilad Haben Liach Amisasav. Even if this son was first born after his father died, so for sure he did not hear anything from his father before, or even Mishas's father died, he did not hear that his father should say this chayv was paid up. Still, hareza nishpa b'noitzel. Still, the Yosem now has to swear that he did not find any receipt by his father's papers later on, and then he could first collect this chayv. Some reason. Oh no, the Malva gets a receipt. Not only receipt, could be between his records though. He has another shtar that this Rashi shtar zeprua. He did not see a shaver. Shaver means something that breaks the shtar. It's not written down anywhere that this shtar was paid up. That's what you have to find. You now are born now, you find a shtar saying somebody owes you $500,000. So you want to collect. We have to be afraid, maybe right next to it there's a note saying it was paid up though, the shtar. So you have to swear that you did not find any notes saying that this shtar was paid up. We still need a shvuah from you. If I said for some reason by Yisraelim, since it's not your money you're collecting, it's somebody else's, you do not know everything, you may jump. That's the question. We're afraid the kid may jump. He sees a shtar saying somebody owes his father $1,000, so he jumps right away to collect it. But if we'll think more, maybe remember, like the Svaras, maybe then remember, no, my father mentioned to me it was paid up already. Or I saw next to the shtar. Like this, the son jumps when he sees a chayv, so he doesn't think too much. So we want him to think carefully, we want him to swear first. Whereas the Malva won't do this. If it's your money that you lend, you know what happened, you're not going to jump to collect. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Im yesh edim shomer av, v'shas misosoy, if there are edim here, that the father said at the time when he died, that shtar zeh ain't a prua, that this shtar was not paid up yet. If so, then who might have a shleibishvua? And then the Yisraelim do not have to swear, like we have edim now, that the father himself said the shas misa, it was not paid up yet. That's clear proof it was not paid. Now the elo nishboyim shleibetaina. There's another chiddush. Mishnah saying chiddushim here. The first was midiraisa, you only swear and free yourself. Midrabbanan, there's a lot of cases that you swear and collect the money, and now there's even the Chiddush Midrabbanan that sometimes you swear even though the other person does not have a tainas vadai. He does not have a sure complaint. He only has a doubtful complaint. Hashutfim, case where two people are partners, and one partner, you know, has doubts, maybe the other one's taking too much money. So even though he has no proof on it, he could tell the other shutif, the other partner, I want you to swear to me that last profit we split equally. Because there are doubts that one shutif would be, the Gemara says as far as he'll be mater atzmoi. He'll say, listen, I worked extra hard yesterday, I deserve to take extra pay. And it's not true. But it'll be mater atzmoi, so we have to be afraid. Same thing for a reason. If you have a workman on the field, that the way was, he takes all the profit, and he gives you back one third of the profit. They have to be afraid, he's going to complain, yesterday I worked extra hard, I'm going to take more than I'm supposed to. So even though the Baal HaBos does not know for sure, you're allowed to make your workman swear to you that he did not take more than he's supposed to. The apotropsin, you give someone apotropsin, he takes care of your property, he's the guardian over your property, same thing, you have a right to make him swear he did not take anything from you. If the husband lets his wife take over his business, she's the one that does the business in the house, she sells and takes in, he's allowed to make her swear that she did not take any profit for herself, that the business she's doing is right. Because again, she'll be mariheta. She thinks, listen, I'm taking care of my husband, I have a right to take extra money, more than the deal is. So the husband has a right to make her swear, even though there's not a time is vade. He does not know for sure, it's only a doubt, he has a right to what? Okay, whatever she did with it. Extra lunch, I don't know. Right, she gives away to her friends. She put in the bank account. The same thing. To Ben Habayis. That if you have a son taking care of the property also with the father dying, and one son does the business for the household, so again, he may be Marihetta, I'm the one that's doing business here, so I have a bigger share. The halacha is no, you have to share the profit equal, to all the sons. So the other sons have a right to make him swear he did not take more than he's supposed to. Omaloi, any one of these cases, the person answers back, Ma Tataninu, what complaint do you have against me? The person says, Ritzoini Shatishpali, I just want you to swear to me. I have no clear complaint. I don't know my shutif stole extra money. I don't know my wife took extra money. I just want you to swear. That's the Chiddush Chayiv. In these cases, the person has to swear. Even though usually Shmuel is only with a Tainas Vadai, here there's a good doubt. Therefore, even for something, he has to swear. Choku Ashutim, let's say the partner is divided. They made a complete division. They divided up for a reason. And you finished up with yours. He finished the work for the year. He gave you your profit. He has his profit. Now, later on, and Yochali Ashbiya. You can't make them swear anymore. Because once you made a chaluk, you divided, most probably you're happy with the way you divided. You made it clear an amount, how much each one is getting. So that's it. Later, you have no right to wake up. Maybe you took again too much. No, the Shasta Chalukah, you should have made him swear. If you did not make him swear then, it's a proof that you believed him. You can't make him swear later. But Nizgal Gula Shvu Mimokam Acher, let's say for some other reason this or Shutif or the Apotropis has to swear to you, he becomes the Moedim Amixis later on, then the Klal always is Magal Ganola Vesakil. Then even later on you have a right to make him swear, listen, last year you were partners with me, I want you to swear to me that during the partnership you never took an extra penny. So now that you have to swear to you anyway, that's always the Klal of Magal Ganola of Hakil. Anything under the sun that you can think of, you wanted to swear, you can make him swear to you. The hashviyas mishametes hashashvua. Halacha is shmita stops the shvua. And let's say somebody is a mitzvah b'miksas. You come to him right before the end of shmita, and you say, "Listen, you owe me $100," and he admits that he owes you $50. The halacha is he has to swear mitzvah b'miksas that he does not owe you the other 50. And then they wait a day or two, and it becomes the end of shmita. So just like Shmita takes away the chayiv, that you have no right to collect the money now, it also takes away the shvua. I don't say that there's a mitzvah now for you to swear, you have a chiyah to swear, you have to swear, no. Shmita takes away the shvua also. Now the Gemara says, Kol am nishvoyim shebater v'nishvoyim v'loy mishalmin. Minon, how do we know this? Tell me a shvua midiraisa. A moedib b'miksas is always that when you swear, you're free. Or shaymrim that have to swear midiraisa. They swear that nothing happened to the object was lost. The oinus, their potter. How do you know this? The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, V'lokach v'lo v'lo yishalim. That the owner takes the shvua, and the person does not have to swear. Rashi says, Reisha d'Kor is, Shvua sashem tia ben shneim, V'lokach v'lo v'sashvua, that the owner, what does he get? He gets the shvua, that's all. V'lo yishalom anitva, shuv klum. And the shaymer does not have to swear anything. That means mi shalom l'shalem lo shvua. Whoever has to pay, all he has to do is just swear, and by swearing he frees himself from paying. So that's always the shvua midiraisa. But v'el nishvoyim v'noitam. These are the corners of the rabbonin that they swear and receive the pay. Marchin asach, how come a workman? The Mishnah says the workman at the end of the day has a right to swear to the balabas, you did not give me my wages today, and the balabas has to pay him. Why? The Maishna Sochir did Kinulei Rabbonin the Mishtav of the Shokal, he could swear and collect. Some of you the Mashmuel. Hilchas Gedela Shonukan. He's a big halachis. The Havmin or is, it means halach l'mashim Sinai. For the Gemara halachis, Hainu Hilchasaninu. Are these things really halachis? Rashi says, Vitzmiya. Tichi halach l'mashim Sinai hein. You see clearly, usually halacha means, are these things halacha l'moshe m'sinai, these are the corners of the Rabbanon over here. So what are you telling me? Halacha is g'day l'shanakan. According to this, there's a kash what you're saying. But according to you, it's very good to Gemara. Halacha also means, that's the way we act. We see that's the way people act. So Gemara says, El rather aim is at this, takonis g'day l'shanakan. There are big takonis, the Rabbanon made big takonis here. For the Gemara, g'day l'smachal d'itanis. Big ones, mashmas, some small ones. What a small, what a big. Elo rad omer of Nachman omer Shmuel takonis kavuos shanukan. They made special takonis kavuos. They set down strong laws over here. That means opru rabbonin lishvu mi balabais. That really the balabos is a kofra koil. He is saying I paid you already the wages. So really mid rabbonin he should swear. And the rabbonin made a new takonah now v'shadu asachir. The rabbonin said in this case. We're going to believe the Sochir. Let him swear that he did not receive his payeth and we'll believe him. Why? Mishum kerechayev. Because he needs his pay to live on. He worked or he'll die otherwise. Like, I don't know if he'll die, but he needs it to live on. So, the question, so what? Mishum kerechayev, the Sochir kantina lebalabayas. Very nice. You want him to live nicely. You want him to give pay. But that's not a reason to make the balabas pay him twice. Like the balabas says, I paid you already once. And he's a kofra kail. Really, we should believe the balabas. What kind of smur is this? We should believe the Sochir. Smur says, Balabayas gufa nichalei. The Balabas is happy with this takona. The Mishtav is Sochir b'shokom. The Balabas is happy that the workman should be happy working. Why? Ki echid yizgarin lei poyolim. In order that he'll find workers. Like this, if the worker won't be happy, they'll decide not to work for you. You'll get yourself a bad name. Nobody will work for you. So the Balabas himself is happy, even if it means to pay a worker twice, as long as the poyolim will be happy with me. So Mar says, no, Adarab, just the opposite, said the Svara. Sochir nicheled l'shtaba balabayis, v'nafka, just the opposite. The workman would be happy if the balabas has the right to swear and keep his money, ki echid the ligre balabayis, in order the balabas should hire me. Like maybe the workman, he's the one that's broke, he has the money. He has to go at the mercy of the balabas. So maybe he wants the balabas to be happy with him, not the opposite way. So where it says no, Balabayas al korche ogesocher. Listen, the Balabas for sure needs workmen. He can't run his factory without workmen. So the Balabas for sure needs them. So where it says no, the opposite way also. Socher nami, but workmen also. Al korche miskar. He also for sure has to find work. He can't live without money. He has to work. So that's no svara. Both need one and the other. So there's no svara. We should be more lenient one to the other. They both need one another. El the svara is like this. Balabayas Torah Bepoilov. His Balabas owns a factory. He's busy a whole day paying out 1,000 checks a day. He can forget. He's too busy with his workmen to remember whether he paid or not. So it's a good svar the Balabas forgot. Therefore, we make the Sochir swear. But the Marbas, why? If it's a good svar the Balabas forgot, like he does not know what he's talking about. And the Sochir knows what he's talking about. So we should give the Sochir without a Shvua. Tomorrow says true, but Sonic de Lahof is Daitish of Balabais. Then the Balabas is not going to feel happy. He'll always feel like he was gypped. So, in order like, to make a good takono, the Balabas should be happy, satisfied, he doesn't feel like he was gypped. The other person is swearing. Okay, now the Balabas realizes, it could be I made a mistake, I'm so busy the whole day. But I don't feel I was gypped here because the co-partner is swearing to me. If so, takono would be that I have to pay him without anything, the Balabas will feel bad, will be a bad feeling. So the Elohof is died to Shabalabayas, Rabbanu Meir Takono, the Sochir has to swear. No matter, even for one worker, you have to do a lot. Okay? Fred Gemara though, Velase of Levi Edim. Let's make a new takona. Let's make a takona whenever you get your paycheck, it's only in front of two Edim. The Balabas should only pay you in front of two Edim, there'll never be a charlatan. Tomorrow says no, Trichalei Milsa, that's too much of a bother for both of them. I'll never get his money. If I only get paid Bishaster Edim there, forget it. Tomorrow's a Velase good, tomorrow's a Velase of Levi Mikoro. Let's make a takona before you start working and get paid. Let's make a new takana now. There'll never be a problem. The workman has the right to get his pay before he starts working. There won't be any problems. But the marvel is to lay mikara. So Gemara says no. Shneiim writes to makofa. Both of them are happy to get the money at the end of the day. So Rashi says why? Balabayis pomim shein mitzuyis lay moyis shachris. Balabas not that he's afraid, but sometimes in the morning he doesn't have money to pay his workers yet. Upoil also shlo yaitzi hamoyis adalaila. Like this, if he gets his paycheck in the morning, he'll go for lunch and buy booze and finish up the money. And by the time he comes home to his wife, he'll have no money left. He's also happy to get the paycheck at night to take it back home. So kids, both of them are happy to get their paycheck at the end of the day, not at the beginning.